Target stops sale of transgender skeptical book by Neil Monroe on November 12, 2020. The Twitter account for Target stores says the $80 billion corporation will stop selling a book about transgenderism's harmful impact on young girls, following a complaint from a single Twitter account. "Thank you so much for bringing this to our attention. We have removed this book from our assortment," the Target tweet said after an activist complained that Target is selling the book, authored by Abigail Schreier. "Target.com just made my book disappear," Schreier responded. "Does it bother anyone that woke activists and spineless corporations now determine what Americans are allowed to read?" The book, titled Irreversible Damage: The Transgender Craze Seducing Our Daughters, helps to explain how a wave of young girls are nudged and pushed into declaring they want to take life-altering drugs, adopt an opposite sex identity, and undergo irreversible surgery. Some corporations and many pro-transgender groups have tried to block and hide the book from American readers. In July, for example, Schreier tweeted, "Amazon explicitly bars ads for the book, while granting ads to books that celebrate the medical transition of teen girls who suddenly decide they're trans. If you don't think that indicates that Amazon is a retailer with a strong opinion, I'm not sure what to say. Smile." The person who asked Target to remove the book hides the content of his account. In August 2015, Target stores began pushing gender-neutral product lines in the kids' sections. In April 2016, the company insisted that women share bathrooms with men who say they are women, prompting a huge consumer correction that temporarily chopped up to one-third of the company's stock value. In May 2016, Breitbart reported the company's costly policy. Target's design professionals likely embrace the gender-neutral pitch because they want to be hipper than thou, said Glenn Stanton, the director of Global Family Formation Studies at Focus on the Family and a research fellow at the Institute of Marriage and Family in Ottawa, Ontario. "By using their employer to help the status of transgenders, they please their peers but at the cost of seeking to solve a problem that doesn't exist and ironically creating for themselves an infinitely larger problem with the client base, moms with young children," he said.